Are you ready for some meatball?
Just a couple days away from Super Bowl 55? Is it 55? Yeah, 55.
Super Bowl Lance Briggs.
Hey, what about Super Bowl Otis Wilson or Doug Buffon, my friend?
Do they have a barbecue joint that fits the Super Bowl?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, there you go.
How's it going, Mark?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
It's the 35th anniversary of the Bears not winning a Super Bowl. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
So
two quarterbacks who are better than anyone the Bears will ever have, apparently.
Most likely. Yeah. Unless Brady signs with the beloved next year. Does he have a one-year deal with Tampa? Is it just 1 year?
I think it's three, but I don't remember how many are guaranteed.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So we are just a couple days away from Super Bowl 55 in the 2020 season. Mark, they made it. They made it through the season.
That is remarkable.
Yeah.
I guess that maybe I'm not paying enough attention. I've been more baseball oriented since the old Nolan Arenado trade.
Oh,
that I had
shut up.
In here just to make you mad.
No. No.
Well, got here. Maybe should be a bigger story.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there for a while when they were doing like, this game is going to be Tuesday. And hey, look, we're going to have a game on Wednesday. Yeah. And all the marriages in the country suffered. But I was thinking maybe we're not going to get this season finished. And yet here we are.
Yeah. Right on schedule. The Super Bowl happens on Super Bowl Sunday. Now, that's an amazing coincidence, too, that it fell on Super Bowl Sunday. I mean,
yeah. And that two QBs that the league can't wait to shove in everyone's faces happen to be playing each other.
Exactly. Well, except for the Rodgers rate.
Rodgers would have provided the same thing. Josh Allen, maybe not so much, but Rodgers, they would have done that then, too.
I'm so glad it's not Packers Bucks or Packers Chiefs.
Same.
I'm glad it's not Packers Bucks, too. But, yeah, so what, you got any thoughts on what we were going to see Sunday? Here's my thoughts, and then maybe you can tell me if you agree or not. I think the
I disagree.
Fascinating. It was in some kind of verbal cue, I guess, that I gave. No, here's my thinking is that the Chiefs win this game, and it's not close unless they just completely choke. And I don't know if they're capable of choking.
Okay, thanks, everyone.
Have a good day.
They win the game. Yeah. And that's a wrap. This is what happens when there's nothing Bears, although there is something Bears. But the Chiefs are much better. And if they win this game, and especially if they win it big, they're going to be on one of those how good are the Chiefs' best Super Bowl teams lists with the Bears and the Niners of yesteryear.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I think you'd be pretty dumb to just flat out pick Tampa based on everything the Chiefs have done the last 2 years. I mean, I think the Chiefs will win.
Yeah.
I don't think the avenue for Tampa winning is the Chiefs choking. I think it's Fisher being out being a much bigger deal than we thought. And the Tampa defense being on a roll.
Yeah, Tampa D line has been
There's
quite
an
good.
Avenue to win there.
Yes. But still, yeah. There's so many weapons. I think that's what it is. It's like you take out this guy. Oh, Kelsey's still open. No, you take out Kelsey. Oh, you know what I mean? It's just.
Yeah. What does everyone say Mahomes is ungodly good at?
Being a quarterback.
All of it, right. Especially, you remember last year? The Niners were like, don't let him run around.
Right.
They were like, don't go too crazy with the pass rush. They were actually more scared of him ad-libbing than anything else, which is why I think his left tackle not being in the game won't be a huge deal to him.
Yeah.
He's 2 weeks from whatever the injury was, 3 weeks from the injury, and 2 weeks from having to play, right? So, like, he should be fine there. And then what does everyone love about Andy Reid? He always finds an adjustment, always schemes to get guys open. So I think he'll be able to figure out a way to mitigate the tackle being out, Eric Fisher.
Yeah.
And then, what's the weakness on the Tampa defense? the secondary. And yeah. What happened the last time Tyreek Hill played the Tampa Bay secondary in week 7 or something?
He did bad things to them.
He had 200 yards in the first half.
That's bad.
He did very bad things to them.
Well, but did they have Tom Brady in the secondary of that game though? Because he's gonna iron what do they call that? Iron Man this game, playing both sides of the ball.
Fascinating. It's all part of his plan to play long enough for them to have advanced cloning so that he can just play football forever. He's just never gonna quit. He'll be splicing his genes onto a robot for him to play. No, I mean, I don't want to sell Tampa short because I think they're actually really good, and 11-5 regular season is pretty good. But I think they're playing better than that even. And they played a very good game defensively against a really good offense last time we saw them.
They did. Yes, they did.
But I still just think that the Chiefs are just at a whole different level than everyone. They haven't lost a game they cared about since the AFC Championship 2 years ago, which they lost to Brady, but also because they never got the ball in overtime.
Yeah.
And I think their defense is definitely better than it was.
Oh, for sure.
They're a juggernaut, man. They're a legitimate juggernaut. And I think if they lose, it would be pretty surprising.
And the line's only like, what, 3.5? I think the last I saw. Is that right?
Yeah, I think that's respecting the Tampa talent too. I mean, they're loaded in a lot of ways as well.
They are. But
they're not as good as the Chiefs. And no. When in doubt, pick the better QB. And at this point in their lives, that's obviously Mahomes. And then if you wanted to pick the better coach, I'd say it's Andy Reid. And I mean, what does Tampa do where you'd be like, oh, they're definitely better here and this will swing the game?
Yeah.
Pass rush?
Punter?
I think that's the only thing they're better at. So, if it's a Giants versus the Moss Patriots, that's the scenario that Tampa wins. And, you know, that doesn't happen that often. So.
Right. But that was all done with pressure from the front four. That's how they won that game.
They do have two great ends.
And they held the final of that game was 17-14. Does that sound right? Super Bowl 32, which is remarkable because that offense was just pummeling people and setting records.
You can do a lot if you can get home with four.
Yeah.
And as much as I think Brady's the GOAT for achievements and everything else, Mahomes is not as easy to sack.
Right.
The formula to beating Brady has always been somehow get to the pass rush to get to him before he gets rid of the ball. He's too smart usually to get rid of the ball. Occasionally the Ravens would beat him. Occasionally the Giants would beat him, whatever.
And
that doesn't really work on Mahomes because he just runs around and then throws it backwards left-handed.
Right. No, I was going to say, and who else beat Brady like that recently?
I was talking playoffs.
But recently? Come on.
I don't know. I can't bring myself to say it because you know where they are watching from home as always.
Fine.
Pursuing Carson Wentz. That's where they are.
No, stop it. Mentioning Arenado was bad enough. Now you got to, anyway. Yeah. So, here's my pick for the Super Bowl. 31-23 Kansas City Chiefs repeat. That's my prediction.
I like it. That's a solid score. I'll say, just for funsies, it's an even higher scoring game and go 37-31 with a garbage TD in there for Brady.
Ah, okay. So they get a garbage time TD. Then they go for the onside kick at the end, which raises the tension just a little bit. But the Chiefs pounce on it with seconds remaining and then victory formation. I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
But that would mean a really iffy performance by Kansas City defense. And
I still don't think their defense is that great. I mean, if they didn't have an all-world offense, their defense would probably just be average. They always have a lead, you know what I mean?
They always have a lead.
Matthew's really good, and the guy who should have won MVP last year in the Super Bowl, why can't I ever think of his name? The defensive tackle, he's really good.
And they're never on the field too long. You know, they're always fresh.
He's the guy who had the two pass deflections on the huge end-of-the-game throws. And I thought he actually should have won MVP, which, of course, it's never going to go to a defensive tackle.
Oh, yeah, of course not. I don't remember, to be honest.
So good, I can't remember his name.
Yeah. Yeah.
They just signed him to the huge deal. You know, the Kansas City money factory that gets to ignore the salary cap. He's the most recent guy they paid. Now I'm annoyed. I got to look it up.
All right, while you're looking that up,
listeners are sitting there telling me who it is through their devices.
Through their ESPN. What I remember mostly from last year's Super Bowl was the rainbow to a wide open Tyreek Hill in the fourth quarter. Chris Jones. Okay. Yeah. Do you remember that? Like, the Niners, they had a lead. And then, Mahomes just kind of rainbows it. Whee!
They were winning that whole game, as was everyone else that played the Chiefs that year in the playoffs.
They just like, all right, we're done. We're going to take the lead now.
Okay, time to win now. Yeah. And then Garoppolo missed the wide open throw he's bounced around a bunch. Now he's on the Saints.
Yeah. Sanders, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. No. That looked familiar, missing a wide open receiver.
Oh, gosh. Or the receiver dropping it. We could do either one.
Yeah. I've been thinking a lot this last week about what might have been, you know, because I'm being in Chiefs land now and Mahomes is everywhere. There was even at the grocery store, one of those big cookies, you know, that you can buy at the bakery, and they had frosting on it to make it look like Mahomes' hair in a headband. It's like
he's got a whole marketable thing, doesn't he?
He does, and you know, you even see kids around here running around with that Mahomes haircut. It's kind of funny. But, you know,
all the places to have the transcendent talent, it just seems strange to me still.
Well, Kansas City is a pretty big city.
Yeah, Kansas City.
Yeah, it's about 3.5 hours from Wichita, which is the closest city I am to. But, you know, a lot of Chiefs fans here. But anyway, for some reason, it's hit me more this last week, the whole Trubisky and not Mahomes thing. It's hit me harder this week more than it has before. Is that strange?
Could it be possibly that Mahomes is now in his second Super Bowl and that's triggering it?
That's like got to be incredible. It. I mean, that's got to be, I just haven't put words to it exactly, but yeah, that's got to be it. Like two in a row.
He's probably going now live to our interview with Ryan Pace to see how he feels about this situation.
You know, I'm really happy for Patrick. We liked him. When we got him on the table, we were excited. We were fired up to see him on the table. And everyone else was on the table. We liked getting Mitch on the table. Mitch was fired up to get on the table. And we never got the chance to get Deshaun on the table. And that's probably because I never really wanted to get him on the table. And it was painful, man. Painful.
It's like we'll never get away from it, right? Like here we are in the off season. And all the stories are about Deshaun Watson or Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, the two highest rated passers of all time.
And then there's like a who would end up with Mitch Trubisky article, like, you know, buried down there in the nether regions of Twitter.
I can't remember if I sent this. Rumors. I can't remember if I sent this to you. It was a picture of Mahomes, Watson, and Trubisky. And then underneath each one of them was a trophy picture. So, like, underneath Mahomes was the Super Bowl trophy. Underneath Watson was the college championship trophy. And under Trubisky was the Nickelodeon trophy.
I thought you were going to say the trophy wife with his engagement.
No, but hey, congrats, Mitch. You are engaged. Yes. Congrats. She seems like a lovely young lady, Mitch. Congratulations. Yeah,
he still has a heck of a life, our sweet Mitchell.
He does. He really does. He's
just not a heck of a QB, and the other two are.
But that picture just summed up everything so perfectly. These two big-time game winners, and then Mitch wins the MVP of a game broadcast on Nickelodeon.
I've been told kids love Mitch Trubisky.
Why?
I'm sure they love Mahomes, too.
I mean, not that they...
Like he's like the, you know, charming all shucks Trubisky thing, I guess. I don't know.
Yes, yeah. I mean, he seems like a great guy.
I mean, I guess he'd be really cool if your kid grew up to be like Mitch. I don't know. There's nothing wrong with the others either. It's not like we're talking about rooting for Jeff George here.
Or Cuddy.
It's just so tragic that it played out the way it's played out, and it was so Bears.
Yeah, it was. Now watch him go to New England and be a perennial playoff quarterback.
Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
That would be tragically funny.
San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Indy. Places that are just a quarterback away. I saw a story where they said Denver was one of the more interested teams. I'm like, oh, Mitch, that won't be good.
Hmm.
I don't think. Although they do have a stud receiver.
Maybe Vic likes Mitch. Maybe he liked him back in.
And that will cause me to reevaluate everything I think about the 2018 Bears defense.
It was all luck, my friend.
Yeah. Well.
So before we get out of here, why don't you enlighten everyone with the text you sent me before we got on the.
Well, we don't have anything for Lions Twitter, much to everyone's disappointment, I'm sure.
But he is on a new team. The Lions are on a new
team. Did we do Stafford to the Rams?
I don't think so.
Well, we got Lions content. Just give it a minute.
Okay.
Brandon Robinson at B-Rob NFL. I guess he's more of an analyst guy than he is a news guy. So anyway, okay. He says as of 30 minutes ago, back at like 1 p.m., that the Bears have the top offer out for Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
Unless another team, Indy, comes over the top with their offer, I suppose, Wentz will be headed to Chicago. Bigger offer than most have expected. Bidding war will do that.
So there's actually been an offer, according to this guy. Wow.
Yeah, I'd never heard of him, but people I do like Adam Johns, follows him, so I don't know if that means anything. I can't find anyone else really that you'd be like, oh, Schefter said it, crap, you know, or someone that like usually breaks these kind of deals, the news for these deals.
Does it say what his credentials are? Is he a writer for some?
He like does like videos and analysis, really.
Okay.
But he's not like a beat writer or anything.
What would you be comfortable giving up for Carson Wentz?
Nick Foles.
That's it. The show's over.
I guess he helps out at Windy City Gridiron, the blog, this guy, and plays college ball. I can't see this as a credible source. I don't know if we should even devote any time to it. But sure, why not? This is the offseason of QB angst. What would we think of Carson Wentz? I would be pretty irritated if this was the solution.
Well, what happened?
Unless it was for like next to nothing draft-wise, like draft capital.
What happened to him? He was going to be MVP in 2017, and then
good question.
He came back. What did he tear his knee? Is it ACL or something back?
Yeah, and then he was okay, pretty good still for a couple years, and then stunk this year, and the whole thing fell apart, and they fired the coach.
Yeah, and then they hired, oh, man.
Oh, gosh, that guy. Hey, Adam Gase Jr., Mark Trestman's illegitimate son. I mean, we're going to be a smart football team. We're going to run a really simple offense. I mean, to learn, but like not to play against. It's going to be like super tough.
Yeah, simple to learn, but complicated to figure out. That's a thing there.
Impossible.
Oh, my. That was so. That may have even one-upped the knee biting coach in Detroit.
Well, I guarantee you, the Philly coach is not comfortable biting anything on anyone, based on the press conference. He seems very, very passive.
So,
back to Wentz.
Actually, I was going to go to Stafford. I think you're right, but probably spend enough time on Wentz without more confirmed.
Okay, so just a couple things since we did it, though.
Okay.
If they trade for him and they give up significant draft capital,
capital.
Bears picks are the draft. That's a beautiful Freudian
first twist. Round trash pick.
If the Bears give up their trash, it's perfect. Because it's what they do. Their draft picks always suck at the top of the draft, except for round one anyway.
What about Kevin? Oh, no.
Whatever that thing in April is called, capital. It will be the second year in a row where the Bears have picked up a former Eagles QB coming off a miserable season when certain people around the league thought he was so bad and his contract was so bad that he had negative value. That is to say that the original team would have to give you the draft picks to take him.
Bears!
But, you know, 3 years ago he was a top 10 talent at the position, and that's what they're trying to do.
Nagy thinks he can salvage. I don't know.
And do you even remotely trust this brain trust?
No.
Isn't this "Oh, he played in my system. I love him," says Matt Nagy. And John DeFilippo is like, "I've coached him. He's a dream." And then Ryan Pace is like, "I love bidding against myself." You know, it's like,
no one else wants wins.
Did we keep these idiots if this is the plan?
I don't know. How do they expect to keep their jobs? If I mean,
it's the ultimate home run swing. Fair enough. We're going to have two scenarios, right? He's going to be great, and they're all going to be back, and we're all going to love it because he's back to being the guy that was drafted number two and was almost the MVP. Or he's going to be the guy who played last year, and they're all going to be fired, which is why it's important that we don't give up anything much in the future, which is why it scares me. Does that make sense?
It does. It makes absolute sense. And so it would.
I'm still hoping it's a no.
Yeah, but they got to get
like a middling pick this year, Nick Foles, which fine. I mean, they're not getting Watson, and
no.
I don't want Garoppolo or somebody bad. So like, Wentz at least has a chance to be great. It's just such a. Has anyone ever come back from a season as bad as he had this year and been good again?
Oh boy.
Did Breeze have one of those years with the Chargers where he was just terrible before the shoulder issue, and then of course he was great for everything?
I don't know. He was still an unknown his entire career.
Yeah, I mean,
with
when
the
Saints
Chargers.
Signed him, it was considered to be kind of iffy, and then he was of course terrific. So that's the only one I can think of.
Yeah, I mean, maybe Kurt Warner had a couple terrible years in between his Rams and Cardinals.
Yeah,
Super Bowl runs.
Giants or something?
Yeah, he was the Giants. Yeah, he was awful for.
So I guess it's possible. It would be hard. There'd be a lot of ifs that you'd have to sell yourself on.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Stat Patford is now a
Ram. Yeah. That makes the Rams an immediate contender for next year, doesn't it?
Yes.
I mean, they already were, but like now I'm.
Doesn't everyone assume Goff was holding McVay back and now they'll be really darn good? Like, is that the consensus?
That's what it seems like. Yeah. Now you got a competent quarterback, you know, above average, well above average quarterback now. And I think it's safe to say that the Lions, with Goff and two first round draft picks, have already lost the trade.
it's weird that they wanted to do a deal where it required them to take back that kind of money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, thing is, those aren't going to be good picks. The reason the Rams don't care about those is they're essentially the same as a second.
Yeah, it's going to be
the
like
20s at least.
High 20s, yep.
Yeah, high 20s. And then
maybe so 32.
That's basically the Rams' strategy. And I guess the Lions are thinking, well, we can still package them to move up or something. But by having to take Goff, they're pretty hamstrung financially. I mean, that's the worst contract in the sport. Wentz is his second. So Wentz is so much of a signing bonus that the team that acquires him probably wouldn't have a bad deal compared to it. I mean, I know he's a huge cap hit for the Eagles. But so, like, why are the Lions interested in Goff? Do they actually think they can fix him?
I don't know. Maybe they like his kneecaps. I don't know.
With Frankenstein coaching them, like, who's who can evaluate the QB position? Because I guarantee you it's not the meatball that they hired.
Oh. Yeah, it's a head-scratcher. I think it locked in Detroit to fourth place for a few years.
Whatever the Colts offered, say it's a first now and a second later, and not be saddled with the contract.
Mm-hmm.
Or whoever, you know, whatever those other deals were. So that was a pretty shocking deal to me.
I don't understand. I think you can also make the argument that Goff looked as good as he will get with McVay. So, like, he could be really bad in Detroit. Like, really bad.
I mean, Johnny Kneebite probably isn't going to run a sophisticated offense.
Well, you don't think he's, pulling a fast one on all of us, like hiding his.
Oh, that would be legendary. I mean, he's already kind of a legend. I mean, I definitely love him. He's so hilarious.
He's like verbal Kent in The Usual Suspects.
I'm so excited for his weekly press conferences after they lose.
Yeah, that will be quite entertaining. He walks out off the interview table or podium with a limp, and as soon as he gets around the corner, he walks normal, lights a cigarette.
Sounds like a meatball, but he's got a secret lab where
he's got
wallpapered play sheet cards and a visor.
Yes,
that's our idiot coach.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So, okay, so the other thing about that deal, and this is something we've talked about a number of times, and I just enjoy seeing it happen because I think the average football fan does not know how this works. The Rams are once again giving a big fat middle finger to the salary cap, just like the Chiefs and Saints do.
So how do they make it, how do they not get in trouble or, you know?
The NFL doesn't really do anything.
What do they do? Do they take away draft pick or anything?
Like, I just know that people are like, the cap's not real. It's like.
It's like the national debt.
Yeah, right. We're so far over the cap, they're not going to do anything. And that's why I think people who are panicked about it being at like, you know, 20 million less next year, they can't possibly hamstrung 3/4 of the league. I don't think they're going to do that.
Yeah, it might be just be precautionary anyway because of lost revenue with this year.
And they're warning everyone, and then they'll be like, it's more like 185. It's not as bad.
Yeah. And they still made money this year, and they're going to make a ton of money Sunday with all the advertising. And it'll be fine. NFL's doing just fine. They always do.
Remember when the last thing people were upset about in our lives was, did Shakira and J-Lo offend you at the Super Bowl halftime show? And then like a month later, it was a pandemic and everything sucked forever.
Yeah.
Sign me up for a controversial halftime show if we can reset the world with this power.
We're approaching 1 year. Like a year ago, people were starting to talk about it over here. Like it wasn't just a China thing. And yeah, wow, what a year. And I have not gotten a shot yet. You've gotten a shot, right?
I have. Yeah, congrats. Yep, got my shot, first shot yesterday, because we have a big nursing program. So it's not a huge campus, but there is a pretty good nursing program, and that was just like, okay, all faculty and staff there need to get it, because we could teach anyone in the nursing program who might have been around it. So that's my understanding of why we got it already.
Any side effects? Like third arm growth?
Is way more sore than your average flu shot.
That could be because of... Could that be because a nursing student
gave it? No, there was a professional.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then I was kind of tired a little earlier than normal, but nothing big.
Okay.
But you stretch to put your seatbelt on, you're like, oh, right, let's do this with the other hand.
Nothing
crazy.
No fever, no cough. Yeah. Good.
I have heard the second one's worse, so ask me in a few weeks.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no death. You know, I've read some conspiracy theories that the vaccine causes death. I'm doing this
for the afterlife, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Turns out, as a Bears fan, it's all the same. Nothing's changed. Yeah.
So that's why you're translucent on the screen.
Yeah.
Oh.
Turns out, us Bears fans, we've been in hell this whole time.
I cannot think of a better way to end. Thank you, my friend.
Got to be the intro too. All right, see you, buddy.
We'll talk next week after we got a Super Bowl winner, and maybe we'll know our quarterback.
Maybe.
And we do have to talk Cardinals for you sometime, and Arenado. But we'll do that later.
Yeah, the baseball pod is
baseball pod.
Football goes night night for, you know, the 2 weeks it takes off, and then it's off season football.
Then it's the draft.
Yep.
All right.
See you, friend.
The Bears!
The Bears! I love the Bears.
Next thing that's very important to me is that we build a smart football team. That we have a smart football team here.
Sometimes I'll start a sentence, and I don't even know where it's going. I just hope I find it along the way.
And I know we have the people in place to do that.
Are you stupid or something?
The first part of that, the first part of being smart is knowing what to do.
I don't know, I'm making this up as I go.
We're gonna have systems in place that are easier to learn.
English, mother do you speak it?
Complicated to the defense or offense that they're going against, or the special teams group they're going against, but easy for us to learn.
What are you saying?
Not saying anything.
You're saying something.
What could I be saying?
Well, you're not saying nothing. You must be saying something.
If I was saying something, I would have said it.
Why don't you say it?
I said it.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
Because when we can put that, when we can learn our system and we can get good at our system, then our talent can take over.
Let's have a spelling contest.
Less thinking equals talent takeover.
Would you shut up, man? Listen.
But we need to have systems in place, and we will have systems in place to do so.
Everybody got that?
You've been meatballed.